On the campus of SUNY Adirondack, New York's junior senator met with the leaders of the business community and public officials from Warren, Washington, and northern Saratoga counties. Ed Bartholomew, president of EDC Warren County, addressed the upcoming closure of General Electric's capacitor manufacturing plant in Fort Edward.
With the loss of 200 jobs by General Electric in January of this coming year in Fort Edward, Washington County, we would ask collectively consideration be given that following remediation by General Electric, that the property be transferred to a third party so that economic development can be undertaken throughout Washington and Warren County in that area.
Bartholomew also stressed the need for support for retiring farmers and federal assistance in helping farmers develop and market specialty crops. Gillibrand sits on the Senate's Agricultural Committee. Brought up frequently during the meeting was the need for more funding for infrastructure improvements. Queensbury Town Supervisor John Slough said as communities are seeking to attract new businesses, the common problem of aging infrastructure often deters interest.
There's a lot of businesses that come to the area and to our industrial parks and say, no, we're not going to locate here because you don't have the infrastructure. So, we need some financial help to do that. This is big cost and too much cost for the local municipalities to maintain.
Peter Ost, president and CEO of the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce, reiterated communities' need for more federal aid in assisting with infrastructure upgrades in order to attract new business.
Sewer and water, those types of projects need to be funded because the local taxpayer cannot bear the burdens of those projects. And so the federal government through the state government can help to support the funding of those projects.
In a changing healthcare environment under the Affordable Care Act, Mitch Amato, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Glens Falls Hospital, spoke with Gillibrand about the need for federal aid to help establish new educational opportunities to train staff in skilled positions.
Any types of educational grants that we can work in collaboration with the colleges to help retrain folks in technology and in some healthcare related job would be very good, and we would welcome the opportunity.
Well, the person you need is right here, so Christine will do this for you. She will just take care of it. She will get it done.
Okay. You got it.
Gillibrand was referring to SUNY Adirondack President Christine Duffy. At the conclusion of the meeting, the senator thanked those who attended.
I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate the frank discussion. I am here to serve you, so we will work together to try to accomplish all the goals that we talked about today. So thank you very much.
Reporting from Queensbury for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.